Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In Jonah chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, "Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time and said, 'Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message that I've given to you.' And Jonah obeyed." Now, God has given each of us a purpose to fulfill. However, your enemy, the devil, will oppose it. How many of you know that? How many of you know that we are daily fighting spiritual warfare? It's in the Bible. That's what it says. It says that we're fighting against principalities and powers and evil spirits that oppose God's purpose and plan and destiny for our lives. In fact, 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." And then it says in verse 9, "Therefore stand firm against him and be strong in your faith." God did not leave us defenseless against the devil. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." But you have got to take your authority by using the name of Jesus. When the disciples went out and the Lord said, "Heal the sick and preach the gospel and cast out devils," they came back to him and they said, "Lord, even evil spirits are subject to us as we use the authority of your name." Now, I am beginning this message by telling you that your purpose, your destiny, your assignment in life is being opposed by the devil. Now, he's not going to put on a red cape and horns and a tail and come and say, "Boo!" He's not going to do that. But he is going to use circumstances. He's going to use people. He's going to use all kinds of things to stop you from fulfilling your purpose and destiny. You're going to be met with circumstances and disappointments. And sometimes they're going to lead you to question, "Did I make the right decision? Is this really God's plan?" That's why the Bible says you must be strong in your faith when facing the enemy. You've got to keep trusting God regardless of what it looks like. And if you're unwilling to endure the disappointments and the rejection, even things that appear to be failure, and try again, it's going to block your blessing. It's going to block God's favor. It's going to block God's plan for your life. God told Jonah the second time, "Get up and go." Now, some of us get stuck, emotionally stuck in our circumstances. And we make our whole world, we build our whole world around our emotions. That is not a wise thing to do. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all. Who can know it? You can't know it. I mean, if you are led by your emotions, one day you'll be happy, the next day you'll be sad. One day you'll be shouting, the next day you'll be crying. You can't live like that. You have got to base your life, your thoughts, and even your emotions on what the Word of God says. You have got to allow God to fill every area of your life. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit is love, it's joy, it's peace. You have got to allow God to permeate every area of your life and let Him move through you so that you can get through the disappointments in life. And there is going to be some. There is going to be some setbacks, even things that appear to be failures in your life. You've got to get up and go anyway. You've got to understand that, listen, God is with me. I can do this. I can make it through this. I can handle this. When you try to enter the room of opportunity only to find circumstances have locked you out, God wants you to know that you should try again. Now, many of us want the success that God promised in His Word to happen the first time around. Can I tell you this? The success that God promised us was never promised to be accomplished in the first round. Some of us want to knock it out in the first round. God never promised a knockout in the first round. He just said you're going to win. He just said you're going to be successful. It's unrealistic to expect that everything in your life first time around is going to be perfect. God told Joshua and the children of Israel that they would win every battle they fought. And at the time, he was talking about the battle at Jericho because he was with them. He said they would succeed. But listen to his instruction. He said, you are to walk around the city not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, not five times. I can go on to the seventh time. Seven times! They did not win the battle quickly. No, their success came after seven times. See, when you begin to understand the nature of God, you have to understand something. God knows you're going to win. He expects you to know you're going to win, but it's not going to be a quick resolution. It's not going to be a quick knockout. It's not going to be a quick battle. You have to understand that you are fighting for your purpose and that you should not expect to win quickly. Look at the person next to you, and will you say this? Come on. You are fighting the war for your purpose. But don't expect to win quickly. Now, this is important because I don't want you to be disappointed. I don't want you to lose your faith. See, the truth is, faith, persistence, and God's timing are the key to unlock potential and divine purpose. Look, your marriage may be terrible right now. You may be thinking of walking out. But God wants you to try again. Well, some people might say, well, how many times am I to try? Well, my response is, ask Joshua. The Lord told him seven times. Listen, the point is this. God wants you to try again. Whatever your situation is, try again. So you did not get the job. And you really prayed and you believed God, this is the job for me. Try again. Try again. Wait a little while. Maybe get some more skills. Pray a little more. Wait a little. Then come back. Try again. God's message to us today is to try again. Don't give up. Try again. In Matthew 19 and 3, some of the Pharisees came and tried to trap Jesus by asking him this question. He said, should a man be allowed to divorce his wife for any reason? Jesus said, haven't you read the scriptures? Don't you read the Bible? These were the most religious people, so he said, didn't you read the Bible? Jesus said, they recorded from the beginning that God made the male and female. And he said, this explains why a man leaves his father and his mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one split them apart. What God has joined together, let no one pull apart. Folks, you may not hear this everywhere, but God hates divorce. Because it can block your favor and it can block your blessing. That's important for those of you who are in terrible marriages to understand. Let me read your scripture. Malachi 2:16, it says, "For I hate divorce, says the Lord. To divorce your wife is to overwhelm her, or to divorce your spouse is to overwhelm them with cruelty, says the Lord of heaven's army. So guard your heart. Do not be unfaithful." What a challenge in the world in which we live, where after a few years, if it's not working, we just change partners. We change people. Or many are just shacking, just living together. If that's your situation, I pray that you love each other enough to make a commitment to each other to be married. That's God's best plan for your life. Let the church say amen. I'm glad you're with me today. We are not to be led by our emotions, because doubt and discouragement are the parents that birth failure. And God doesn't want you to fail. God wants you to try again. God expects you to try again. Faith is persistence in pursuing God's promises. Yet God's promises are birthed on our knees. You have to pray. The Bible says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. How much time do you spend in prayer to support your destiny, to support your purpose, to support the assignment that God has given you as his representative in this world? Sometimes people spend no time in prayer before they go to work in the morning. They just go out. Well, the devil is waiting for you. I told you, he's like a roaring lion just waiting for you. Those evil spirits are spying out what you do in the morning, how you get dressed and drink your coffee and eat your piece of dry toast or your yogurt or whatever you eat or what you don't eat. And they're waiting at the door for you. No prayer. They're like, he doesn't have the scent of prayer on him. Ah, we're going to get this guy. We're going to get this girl. And you'll get in your car, and before you know it, all kinds of things start happening. You get to work, and Sally's acting up, and your boss is acting crazy, and all kinds of things are happening. The laptop doesn't work. The desktop doesn't. You're like, what's going on in my day? Well, did you pray? Did you pray? Did you stop to pray before you left the house? You're in spiritual warfare every single day. You need to take a moment and pause before you leave and say, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for who you are and whatever else he puts in your heart. And bless your day and bind the enemy and go and have a great day in Jesus' name. God's promises are birthed on our knees. Now, God promised us a good life. But can I tell you this? It's birthed on your knees. Come on, repeat after me. Everything God has promised me is birthed through my prayer life. Now, maybe you didn't hear what you just said, but let's say it again. Everything that God promised you is given birth through your prayer life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Everything that God promised you is given birth through your prayer life. Isaac was Abraham's son. And being his son, he was promised to be a father of many nations as well. But his wife was barren. Why does God do that? You know, many may ask, Rebecca was unable to have children. God promised that they would become a nation. There would be a nation that proceeded from her womb. Why did God do that? Well, it's because purpose and destiny are given birth through prayer. God just expects you to know that. God wants you to know that. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, keep on asking. So, well, God knows what I need. Yeah, ask him for it. Why? Because your destiny, your purpose, your assignment, your success is tied to your prayer life. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. God wants you to know he not only predestined your success, but you need to know that your success is tied to your prayer life. Now, I need to tell you a revelation that you've got to get deep inside of you. This is what we've been talking about through this series that the Lord won't let me quit. And that is this. Life is really fixed in your favor because you were predestined for success. Come on, lift a hand this time and say, life is fixed in my favor. God predestined my life. Look at the person next to you with your hand up. And your life, our lives, for success. Now give God a hand of praise with that other hand. It's predestined. I hope you're listening. Guys, please, 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 please. Every time I get in a crunch or I get into a difficult situation or things are just not happening the way I think they should happen or there's opposition or circumstances and on and on and on and on and on. Every time I get into that situation, I just remember, what am I worried about? I'm predestined to be successful. Oh, okay, so I just have to do this again. I've got to try again. I've got to do this again. I've got to pray. I've got to see, oh, everything is good. Everything is good in the neighborhood. I don't have to worry about a thing. I'm predestined for success. Come on, say it after me. I don't have to worry. I'm predestined for success. Look at the person next to you and say, you're looking at a successful person. Yeah, can we give God a hand of praise for that? It's real, it's true. Now, let me tell you about the God that you serve. He's so awesome. In Isaiah 46:9, listen to what he says. He says, remember the things that I've done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God. And there's no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. And everything I plan will come to pass, and I will accomplish all my purpose. You are predestined to succeed. That's God's purpose. As long as you stick to the plan. The Bible says that God's plan for our lives, it says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are good plans. I plan to prosper you and not to give you evil. That's not my plan. All the evil and the attacks, that's from the other guy. That's from the enemy. My plans are good. I send blessing. I send prosperity and health and all the good things that you need. I am giving you a life filled with hope and success. That's what the scripture says. That is what is coming your way if you stick to the plan. But you cannot disobey God and expect to be blessed. Let me read it. It says in Deuteronomy 28 and 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commandments. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. They pick and choose what they believe the Bible says. They say, I like this. Oh, yes. I don't like that. Let's tear that out. I like this. Oh, I'm blessed by this. But this, I can't go along with that. A poll said that people are making up their own religion today. And they really are. What they believe, I believe the Bible. I believe some of it. Every word of God is true. It is inspired by God himself. Holy men of men, holy men of God were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. These are God's words on this page. If you disobey them, if you try to change them, your life will not be blessed. And you have to fully obey the Lord. You can't pick and choose. The Bible says if we fully obey God and carefully keep all of his commandments, that the Lord will set us on high. The Lord will promote us. Verse 8 says, the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything that you do. 13, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You will always be at the top, not at the bottom. In other words, if you start at the bottom, you will rise to the top. Because you can't be at the bottom. When people say to you, when you come in for a new job, well, I'm sorry, we don't really have any management spots, but if you're willing to work from the bottom, I'll take that. Because the Word of God has already told you, you can't stay at the bottom. You are going to rise to the top. Come on, somebody really needs this morning. Repeat after me. We'll all say it together. Repeat after me, regardless of what position I take, I may begin at the bottom, but I will rise to the top. The Bible says, God will make me the head and never the tail. I will always be at the top. I can never stay at the bottom. If I faithfully obey the commands of the Lord my God. Now give him praise for that, because look, well, that I'm not making enough money there, and everything was great except the money. I mean, everything's really seemed good except for that, and I'm just not sure about that. You've been praying for a job. It's everything you've been praying for, but just it doesn't seem right, or the position is not a perfect fit. Remember the scripture, you cannot stay at the bottom. You are going to rise to the top. That's the word of God. Listen, I'm trying to help you this morning by giving you the scriptures. Is that all right? Now listen, because of your obedience to God, your life has been fixed in your favor. Now, please, do not avoid your blessings by disobedience. I've got to keep coming back to this, you guys. You can't just do whatever you want and think you're going to have the same result as people who obey God, who give to God, who love God, who pray and seek his face. It's not going to happen. A relationship with God is not cheap. You have to surrender all to God. That's why Jesus said the greatest commandment for you to understand is this: love God with all your heart.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is You're Going to Win. Try Again, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, we're praying today because you invite us to pray. and you invite us to ask you to show us the future. Lord, we need your direction. We need your help. We need your guidance. You said, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Guide us, direct us, help us. We put our trust in you and we thank you for divine intervention and guidance in our life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.